nice is it, not only from a personal standpoint, but when you're going this well, to see the team going, you know, what it's been doing here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, a great series there for us. You know, contributions from everybody. Good pitching, good defense, good hitting. And, yeah, just some clean games. Nice to have a couple that weren't just nail-biters all the way through. But, yeah, good series.
What's it like when you go through a streak like this as a hitter? I mean, when you're you hear everything, you see a beach ball. What's it just feel like when you're going up there to the plate and you're feeling this good?
To me, it's always you know, hitting pitches that you should, whether it be something that you're kind of looking for or over the heart of the plate. You know, whether it's a hit or not, you know, a ball put in play that, you know, kind of should be, as opposed to fouling off, getting deeper in counts, you know, letting the pitcher kind of expand a little more. So that's always kind of a sign for me.
That's a good offense over there. How about your pitching this series?
Yeah, they did a great job. I think most runs in baseball coming into it.
Yep.
A lot of guys that get on base, obviously a lot of power. You know, they do a good job of kind of keeping traffic on there, running the base as well, and you know, getting big hits. And I thought just as a whole, our you know, pitching staff did a good job of, you know, attacking the zone when guys got on, kind of minimizing, getting us some ground balls, get out of trouble, and did a really good job.
On the topic of pitching, just how do you feel with the internal options you guys have on this team, you know, to keep pace with the rest of the National League?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're very confident in our guys. They've been great for us all year, really. They've kept, you know, our offense in a ton of ball games. You know, if we come out kind of slow and, you know, giving us a chance to kind of, you know, work back and score late in some games. I feel like we've had a few of those. So they've been really good for us. Like I said, keep us in games, dominate some games. It's been, you know, we're really confident with those guys.
I know you love talking about your consecutive games played streak, but how has your work in the offseason helped you stay healthy and stay on the field?
The way I've kind of said it before is that I feel like you just, nobody's going to be at 100%, but if you can kind of raise the, you know, whatever your 100% is going into the season, you'll be in a better spot. You're going to be, you know, 90%. A week or two into the spring training, and you know, by this time of year, I guess it depends on the day, but you know, just trying to do things to stay healthy, listen to the body. Sometimes you need to work out and do extra. Some days you need to do nothing and go play the game, or you know, get some you know, soft tissue work or whatever it might be. But I think, you know, that off-season stuff is a pretty big part of it.
As far as the deadline is concerned, do you keep blinders on, or are you kind of peeking out there to kind of see what else is going on?
Nah, I mean, I think we all got a lot of trust in Alex, you know, just in a hole, especially kind of, you know, moves that he wants to make. But, you know, even if nothing else were to happen, obviously we got, you know, Lane and Falter yesterday, but you know, we just swept a pretty good team. I think we're confident in the group we got. Whatever Alex does.
Any impressions on Lane? He was in the division for a while.
I've run into him a few times. Seems like a great guy. That's always going to be kind of number one. You like to, you know, get to know the guy, but I've run into him a few times. Seems like a great dude. And then obviously, you know, a good righty bat. I know in the past he's made a living kind of hitting lefties well, and got some thump to it too. Can kind of play every spot in the outfield, so yeah.
Well, you're never going to tell us you were hurt there for a few weeks, but you know, knowing that you were, how satisfying is it to know that you're leading the league in extra base hits here in August, and the home of Doughboy is where it is?
Yeah, you know, that's part of my job title is to, you know, drive the ball and try to drive guys in. You know, it's just like try to be a standard middle lineup bat, and It's good when you kind of got the offense around you like this. You know, whether it's Mike or Ozzy or Riley or, you know, whoever is hitting behind you, it's not a situation where you can just kind of get pitched around and see what happens. So it's nice when guys kind of got to come at you, and hopefully you can do something with it.
Oh, you talked about the confidence in the pitching staff so far. Two young guys helped you guys get to the win today. J.R. Richie, Didier Fuentes. Just what stood out to you about each of them so far?
Yeah, I think kind of as a whole with the young guys that have come up and thrown for us is they seem very mature. Don't get phased very easily. You know, just kind of throw like Waldrop and AJ into that mix. You know, even Owen came up and, like, you know, just good mound presence, not flustered if anything goes wrong, kind of understanding the process, you know, going out trying to make a pitch, and, you know, it's going to be some good days, it's going to be some bad days, but, you know, those guys threw well today. Didi's been amazing for us in the bullpen, especially, you know, kind of being a starter and you know, switching roles, it's been pretty incredible to see what he's done. And Richie kind of bouncing up and down, making starts here, making starts in Gwinnett. I think he's done a great job of, you know, kind of managing that and you know, being ready every time he gets a call.
Last ones?
In the ninth, what that weird ground ball play look like from your perspective?
Yeah, just a little, you know, capper in the middle. Looked like Baldy was trying to call Iggy off, and Iggy was just... wanted to make the play himself, kind of threw it up the line, was able to avoid some any big contact, and he did that.
Was there any contact?
There was a little contact.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Thank you.